So I'm very conscious that recently my tips for this website owner's audio boo tip thing have been a bit grandiose, really. We've, you know, talked about big concepts like, you know, user behavior and business objectives and all of these kinds of big things. So I thought, for today, let's go for something little but very significant, and that is links on your website. When you're writing copy, which you have to do for your website all the time, and you want to link to something, how do you link to it? Now, obviously, you wrap a link tag around it and it goes off to the website. But what is the content of your link? How is your link described? A lot of people make a very common mistake, which is to that their links are things like click here or read more or things like that. Now, the problem with links like that is that they don't make sense out of context. You know, if you're just seeing the words click here or just seeing the words read more, it means nothing, does it? Unless you've got the context of what's written around it. Now, you might be thinking, well, where's the problem then? Because you've got the context of what's written around it. You know, you can see the sentence that says, for our latest news stories, click here. And so you know that clicking on that link that says click here will take you to the latest news stories. The problem is not everybody has that context. For a start, people that are using screen readers often don't have the context of what's written around it. The reason being is because obviously navigating a website using a screen reader is very time consuming and quite difficult if you have to read out all the content of the page. So if they're just wanting to quickly find their way to a piece of content, often they read back the content of just the links. And so if they have a list of links that are being read back to them, they're basically going to hear, click here, click here, click here, read more, click here, which doesn't tell them anything, does it? Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, yes, I know I should be worrying about people that are using screen readers, and that would be the right thing to do. But really, they don't make up very much of my audience. And so why am I putting the effort in? So here are another couple of reasons that you might want to consider. One is that Google uses the content of links as an indication of what the page that you're linking to is about. So making the links descriptive is also good for your search engine rankings. Another reason for doing it is because a lot of people visually scan a page looking at the links. So they don't read the context around them. They're just scanning, looking for the next link to click onto. So there are lots of reasons to make your links more descriptive. So instead of just linking to the word click here, if you want to link to a page about latest news, make the link read latest news. It doesn't need to say click here, it just can say latest news. Make your links descriptive. You'd be glad that you did.